Today in Iran is known as Victory Day. Thousands of Iranians came out into the streets of Tehran to celebrate the revolution. This is the 40th anniversary of the overthrow of the Shah and the start of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The government held a military parade, and President Hassan Rouhani told the crowd Iran would not bow to U.S. pressure. Undoubtedly, we will succeed in this battle, Rouhani told the crowd. The revolution against the Shah began as a popular one. Millions poured into the streets in 1979, backing the big changes. But that generation is aging fast. Today, it's people under 40 who make up the vast majority of Iranians. And those people know only the hardships of living with sanctions and the austere morality of the Islamic Republic. So what does the revolution mean to them? We reached out to two people, both of whom are frustrated enough with conditions inside Iran that they want to leave. Fahri Borz is 38, married with two kids, lives in Tehran. We're using only his first name. He's worried about his family's future, and he says U.S. sanctions are making life in his country hard.
At the last decade, I think the sanction of the U.S. make us desperate, I think. But the other hand, nowadays we are one of the most educated nations in the world. Despite of the most severe sanction, most importantly, we still are an independent nation, and it's so important to majority of our people.
So it sounds like the U.S. has a lot of bearing on what you're living through in Iran. I mean, just the U.S. sanctions alone, practically what have been their effects, their impacts on your daily life?
Well, if I tell the truth, our financial condition is getting worse, actually. I'm a contractor. I have a master's in project management, and I'm a contractor. After the last U.S. sanctions, I lost my projects, and today I'm about to emigrate somewhere else.
So you're ready to leave Iran?
I'm ready to leave, unfortunately. I have two little kids, and I have to maintain them, and I need to get somewhere else.
So it sounds
because
like
of the sanctions.
So it sounds like you don't have much confidence, if any confidence, in Iran's future. So you don't see Iran as moving in the right direction.
Well, it all depends on the U.S. behavior. If they get better with Iran and speak respectfully with our system of governing, I think they could achieve something like the nuclear deal. But if they try with the bad behavior and bad words to Iran, as you see from President Trump, I think the future will be worse, not only for Iranian people, but for the Middle East region, I think.
Do you think there is an appetite, though, in Iran for regime change there? Is that something that you or any of your friends would welcome?
Well, if I want to be frank, despite most of my peers, I think we deserve this governing system. We deserve this Ayatollah's system of regime.
Why do you deserve
because
it?
Because we chosen this system, and in this four decade, we didn't try to change them fundamentally, actually. And if we want to change them, we have to make a great movement with the majority of the people. But a little movement all over the country you see in the four decades, I think they are not meaning anything.
Fahri Borz, where are you moving to?
I think if I can, Canada or Australia, English language country, I have to go.
Fahri Borz, thank you very much for your time and for speaking with us.
Thank you, too. Thank you to you.
We also spoke with another 30-something Tehran resident. She asked to remain anonymous for her safety. She's married and mother of a toddler. She's critical of the regime in Iran. So you were born just after the revolution, the 79 revolution. What does the Iranian revolution mean to you?
Actually, I don't know how it was before the revolution, but for me, it means to lose some chances.
Chances at what? Like what have been, personally for you, your missed opportunities, do you think, because of the revolution?
You know, right after the revolution, we had a very high population increase, and I had to fight with other people in my generation to have the chance of having a good job. And now we have extreme competition for everything. We are going to become middle-aged people, and we don't have good jobs. We are not secured. I'm really going to find a way to leave this country.
Do you have a job today?
I'm an engineer. No, I'm an engineer, but now I'm a job seeker. I cannot find a job.
We hear so much about the U.S. sanctions on Iran. What is the impact of those sanctions on your daily life?
Actually, as you know, I was born in sanctions. I don't know even a life without sanctions, how it would look like and how it would be. What chances would I have if there is no sanction, because I've never had it?
Do you think that part of the reason the firm where you work that is no longer, was that affected by U.S. sanctions?
Of course it was, but it's also affected by our corrupt government. It was affected by sanctions. It was affected by professional people who are leaving the country. All of them are affecting this issue.
What do you want to do in Iran that you're unable to do? Like what you're prevented from doing?
Everything. I want to wear what I want and I can't. I want to eat what I want and I can't. I want to read what I want and I can't. I want to drink what I want and I can't. Everything is illegal and impossible.
We should remind everybody that you're 38, married, and you have a child. What are your hopes and dreams for your child?
I'm really afraid. I'm afraid of the future. I'm afraid the future of my child. I'm afraid of the future of myself also. I don't know what to do for my child. I don't want him to be here. I don't want him to raise here and have a life like me.
Thank you very much for your thoughts and for your time.
Thank you for your concern.
Two voices from Iran to people born after the Islamic Revolution, reflecting on why they are now trying to leave Iran. Go to theworld.org for more of our reporting on the Iranian Revolution.